In Matthew chapter 13, the Lord teaches, he was teaching in parables. And one of the things that he taught about, especially the parable of sowing the seed. And in the sowing of the seed in chapter 13 refers to really the hearts of the individuals that the word of God would fall upon. And this is what he wanted the disciples to see. And it is a lesson for us that we could ask ourselves, what kind of heart do we have? As you look there in these passages of what the Lord was pointing out. And so if you will, open up your Bibles, and we'll begin at verse 3, where he spoke to them these many parables. And he says, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and birds came and ate them. Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. And then he points out, he says, "He who has ears, let him hear." And the point was for them to really think about what Jesus was pointing out in sowing the seed on the different types of soils. And so the disciples are interested. They did hear, and they're thinking about this, and they want to know, what are you talking about? And it says in verse 10, the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And Jesus answered them and said, to you it has been given or been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he who will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of the people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear.'" And then he points out, "And they have closed their eyes, otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear." And then he says, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road." There are many that hear the truth, and you could tell them, but they're not interested in it. Or they may have just a blink of thought, and then all of a sudden, they're so distracted, they forget all about it because it's not important. That's because the evil one has come and snatched it away from them. And so their minds and their hearts go to something else. It goes back to their desires and what they want instead of seeking to grasp these important and life-giving words that are being taught by our God. And then he says, the one on whom, in verse 20, the one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, likes what he hears, and is excited about it, yet but has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary, and when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. He is so invested in the emotional aspects of it,
He never considers that this is something you need to do. This is something that you need to endure. He doesn't think of it that way. Because when hardship comes, he no longer has that good feeling. And because he doesn't have the good feeling, he says, hey, I'm out of here. It no longer feels good, so it must not be good. That's the heart that Jesus is describing as a heart where things do not take root. He's not going to apply the principles in his life. That's the rocky soil heart. And then verse 22, and he says, the one whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. This is the man that says, he knows it's right, but man, I don't have time. I got to do other things. There are other things that are more important. I don't have time to assemble with the saints. I don't have time to sit down there and get songs ready to praise God. I don't have that time. I got to get about my business. I got to make the money. I got to provide. I got a show to do. I can't change in the midst of this. I got to keep going. That's the heart Jesus is describing here. As that heart where the thorns and thistles, everything else is more important than God's word. And so God's word gets choked out. And the one whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. This is the heart that hears the truth, knows it needs to change, and makes the change. No matter how hard it is, he buckles down. It gets things right. It develops. It seeks to learn more. I got to make time, and I will make time to learn more about God and learn about his will so that I can apply it in my life. No matter how hard it may be for me, I have to do it. I got to do it because it is life. Then it begins to produce. It begins to excel. It begins to be the example that it ought to be. That's the heart. That's the good soil. That's the heart that says, I missed it, but I won't miss it the next time. I'm going to get it. And it grows, learns from the mistakes, and keeps pushing forward, continues to yield forth growth in its life to bring glory and honor to God. And so the question is asked of us today, what type of heart do we have? Do we have the good soil heart that when we hear the truth, we see it and allow it to impact our lives, impact our hearts, to cause it to change. To change and conform to the will of God continues to develop and grow. And no matter the pressure from the outside, no matter the struggles within to make the changes, it does it. It endures. Because yes, we will face pressures on the outside as well as our own struggles. And we still have to be humble enough to be like the publican who bows his head, won't even look up to heaven and say, Lord, have mercy on me, sinner. Lord, have mercy on me. Help me to make it through. Help me to apply these things. Help me to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of your will, because of who you are, because what you have done, because of what you are doing, and because of what you will do. And so tonight, if you have that good soil heart, encouraging you to put Christ on before it's everlasting too late. You see, the message of hope is that Christ came and died for us. We have sinned against God, we're separated from him, and the only way that we can be reunited to him is through Christ Jesus our Lord. the one who was buried, the one who was raised from the dead, solidifying the fact of the hope that we can have because of the resurrection, because of his power. Put your faith in it. To repent of sin, turn away from it, to confess him as Lord, and then be buried with him in baptism, where you will have your sins washed away, and you will be raised, you will be united with Christ, and as you're united with Christ, you continue to walk in this new way of life, growing, bringing forth fruit, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30, as you continue to walk with him and apply his teaching in your life. And so tonight, if you're subject to the invitation, we encourage you to come and make it known. We're here to help. We're here to assist. All things are ready. If you've fallen away, we encourage you to return to the Lord before it's everlasting too late. We will pray with you. We'll pray for you. This is what it's about, being united and serving the Lord, continuing to grow in the grace and knowledge of his will. And so if we can assist you in your obedience to this great and awesome God that we serve, we encourage you to come and make it known as we stand and sing the song that's indicated.